All right, we're going to start with a prayer.
Okay.
Wow, you have a nice energy and you feel very comfortable. It's good. Dear God, we ask you for knowledge and wisdom. And if there are any spirits here with us today, we only want to receive those that come from your light. Amen. I have to go with this, even though it's kind of like spooky. The first thing that I see with you is this girl. It's a younger girl, and she has like... I feel like she was like abused or something. I feel that... And like her eyes are kind of like hollow, almost as if she doesn't see. Does this connect with you anyway? Why would I be receiving this?
Well, that is my ex-stepdaughter. She is blind.
Okay, because I see this blind girl.
Mm-hmm.
And this is your ex-stepdaughter?
Mm-hmm.
And what's her situation right now?
She is in a home. She has hydroencephaly.
Mm-hmm.
She's mentally handicapped.
Yeah, I feel that as well. I feel as though she's calling out. I feel that she... I don't mean to alarm you, but I just feel like she's not being taken care of properly or something. I really feel like she's not in a good place. I really feel that. And if there's something that you can like look into for that or talk to someone about that, that would probably be appreciated. Okay? I know it might be a hard thing for you to do, but I just feel her soul's crying out. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were with her, you took care of her and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have a connection with her?
Mm-hmm.
And where is she now?
In Ohio.
In Ohio? Do you ever go there?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. She just calls out to you. I don't know why. You must have an impression on her life. You must have, you know, really done something good for her. Because I feel like she hasn't ever forgotten you. And that she thinks of you a lot. Because I feel her soul reaching out to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to put any guilt on you or, you know.
No.
But I just feel that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going to connect with other souls. I also feel like a dog. I don't know if the dog has crossed over. The dog's connected to the little girl. But I feel this dog, it's a smaller dog, and almost looks like kind of like a dachshund or something. I see this smaller dog. I don't know if this is like the prelude to someone who's crossed over, who owns this dog, but I'm going to just let you know about the dog for now. See who else comes in here. Okay. I'm going to move out of that energy. We'll see if another spirit, they might build some energy while we're doing this. Cut those loose. Nice. Thanks, Michelle. Oh, my. Let's see what this is all about. Something here about putting something to rest. I feel like there's something in your life that's causing you chaos and it's time to put this to rest. I feel like inwardly, inside of you, you feel like there's this rebirth that needs to take place. I feel that even though I feel like you're a person who's always been you, you're always someone who's been you, you've never changed your personality for someone else. But I feel like there's something going on in you internally. It's kind of like this rebirth, this new person coming out. And I feel that the sense of freedom, like you want to be free, you want to be more carefree. I feel like you're sick of this hectic world, so to speak. I feel that... all the responsibility has caused you to kind of lose yourself a little bit, even though I feel like you're a person who always is yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's been a lot of responsibility on you, mm-hmm. and that it's causing you to not be yourself in a lot of ways, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's also some relationships that need to be not in your aura. Like, there's some people in your life that you've been considering, like, not bothering with anymore, that they maybe cause too much chaos or drama in your life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's this need to not bother with these people anymore because they don't serve you in any way, in a positive way. Mm-hmm. And I feel like you're a person who's open to new opportunities and new things. I also feel like in the outside world that you're looking for all these opportunities. I feel like there's not only a transformation going inside of you internally, but one outwardly as well, that you want to make some change in your life. Things got a little bit kind of humdrum for you. There's some chaos, but humdrum as far as I feel like that you're older now, you feel like you have a higher purpose in this world than what you've currently been doing, like raising a family, doing this. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a new purpose for you. Mm-hmm. It also says that you're a person who has always had strength inside of you, that you're someone who, when you want to do something, you go for it. You don't settle for, I'll do it tomorrow. You don't put things off. Once you make up your mind, you go. And I feel like you're ready to move forward and do something, maybe a new profession or a new job, a lot of new mm-hmm. I see with you. Do you understand mm-hmm. all this? Mm-hmm. Okay, would you like to elaborate on that? Okay, let me tell you something. Okay. Also, your spiritual self, it's saying to get out of this whole chaos thing and this transformation that you want to go through, rely on your spiritual side, your inner self, to give you the answer. I feel like you've been kind of praying or meditating on how to attain this, and what I'm being told is that the continuation of doing all of that will bring you your answer. Mm-hmm. Why do I see this death card on the outside? Has someone just crossed in your life?
I had a son pass away.
Okay. All you have to do is say yes, but that's okay.
Okay.
But, because I see this death here, mm-hmm. and I feel that this death is what's caused all this.
Mm-hmm.
This transformation in your life, that this passing caused you to wake up
mm-hmm.
and find out really what is important in life.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is again. How long ago did he pass?
In 2001.
Okay. Because this is the card of the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still with the same husband you had?
No.
I think this is the husband. Not that he's dead, but that's put to an end.
Mm-hmm.
That must have been difficult for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions?
What
is it that you want to change?
Well, I felt like ever since I lost my son, I felt like out of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the time I had with him, I realized how precious life is.
Mm-hmm.
And that you shouldn't spin wheels, you know, you should just go for whatever you're going to do.
Right.
Because nobody's guaranteed tomorrow.
Exactly.
So there was a lesson learned in the whole situation.
I see that. So what are you going to do about this now? I mean, it's been some time, but I feel like there's some change going on. What are you planning?
Well, I'm planning actually to move.
Okay.
And I do want to pursue my career further.
Mm-hmm.
And
what is it that you do?
I work in the medical field. I work in a doctor's office.
Good.
But I want to further my education.
Mm-hmm. Good. Go for it. You have the strength, and the Ace of Swords is like perseverance, strength, someone who really wants to go for it. And I feel that. And I feel like that opens up the whole world of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a freedom within yourself as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sense of accomplishment that kind of sets you free. I feel like it catapults you into this idea that you can do anything that you set your mind to, that this is just going to reinforce that idea that you live by.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Any questions?
Well, I've had a lot of experiences with my son. I believe.
Well, I want to move
son.
Back to him as well.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to do that now?
Then yes.
We can talk later.
Yes.
Okay. For some reason, I knew I was doing a card spread on you.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yes, I do have a buoyant spirit, and that's why I don't like to know who, because sometimes I think, is this my mind generating this buoyant spirit, or is this buoyant spirit really here? So I'm going to have to give you like a lot of confirmation in order for you to know
mm-hmm.
that I have the right one. Feel that this boy is quite young when he crosses. Feel that, I feel like he's still a child, a young child, like almost like a baby even. I feel that, he's like toddler age or something like this. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Also showing me something that I feel like he didn't like to be in a crib. Felt like he doesn't like to be confined in that. He's definitely unhappy when he's in that place. Feel like he's a restless child. Feel that he is one that needs extra attention, that he doesn't like being alone. Feels very frustrated. I feel like he was frustrated when he was like alone or put down. Feel a frustration there. Also feel a very playful side of this child, like when he was happy, he was really happy, when feel like he was playful as well. So I see two sides of him. When he's satisfied and comfortable, he's very playful and happy, and then another side of him where he doesn't like to be left alone, that's so much I know. I see something very clown oriented. I want to say that this is almost like a Mardi Gras doll or something very colorful that this child would have had. What else? Let me get the Crosser's death. How old was this child when he crossed?
4 months.
I just think that this child is like so young to give me the information, you know. I'm just kind of like grabbing like little things of the short period he was here, and feel like it was something with the breathing, that we don't breathe. I feel like he's in a good place. I feel like he's served his purpose. I feel that there shouldn't be any guilt about this, because each of us serve a purpose here when we arrive at this planet, and his sole purpose may have been to have you realize that life is short and we go for it in life, and I feel like that was part of his purpose for you mm-hmm. in his passing. And I feel that his passing caused a lot of people to wake up and realize, and I feel that with his father as well, that mm-hmm. you know, there was a change that took place, that needed to take place in order for the both of you to experience this and learn and grow from this. So I feel like that was his purpose. And you know, like you believe, like I believe, we recycle, and he just came down to serve this purpose and went back. And so I feel like this child is a gift to you. Hold on. I also feel like you have a connection with this child, like in another lifetime. I feel that this was arranged, almost like it's a destiny with you. I feel that, you know, like when we reincarnate, we tend to stay with certain souls, okay? Mm-hmm. And I feel that it was an arrangement that you had made on the other side, like, you're going to be my mom, and I'm going to pass away, and this is going to teach you this lesson. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's almost like an arrangement from a previous to get you to where you are today, which is a much better place than where you were, I feel, because you've learned so much. And yes, it was painful and dreadful, but it needed to be for some reason. Do you believe that
yes.
purpose? Okay. And I feel like the connection that you share is that, hold on, that you knew each other and he was a male in another life as he was in this life, but he was a male, and I feel like a marriage connection with both of you. I feel that it's that close, okay? And I feel like he needed to come and do that to complete something. That's all I know. Just know that he's in a good place and loves you very much, and because I see this other handsome gentleman with him, unless it's a different spirit, but I feel like it's the reincarnated of your son. Okay? Anything else? Any other spirits that you want to... Don't tell me him, but let me see if there's anyone else here. No. Okay. Any questions?
Well, I was wondering if the experiences I've had have been my son. I feel that they have been. And
okay.
I was positive that it was.
Okay. So you're looking for like a confirmation of that? I feel like I should tell you, trust your own intuition. For like Stacy, I need to say, yes, it is. But for you, I feel that the answer to your question is yes. But more importantly is almost as if, like, you know better.
I do.
So
I do.
You don't need to ask, because even if I told you no, you would swear that they are.
Right.
So it's almost like a pointless question is what I'm getting.
Yeah, I
you know,
that.
She asked the same thing, but she got a totally different answer.
Right. I understand that.
So that's what they want to say. Trust in yourself. Trust in your intuition, because I really feel like, to boot, that you have your own psychic abilities, that you are very psychic and intuitive. And I feel like that's a lot of the things that you've been going through, actually, is your connection with God or the universe or whatever it is. I feel like you feel this and you're connecting with it more deeply. And that's why you want to be like... I just saw something. But... Okay. Sorry, I lost track because I saw.
What did you see?
I just saw this this orb, and orbs. You know what orbs are?
No.
They're like balls of light.
Oh, okay.
And I see like a ball of light, and it's green. Next, like, was coming this way towards you. So I feel like your son's energy is a green, and it's a green ball of light. And wow, yeah, in the Aura book, green means learning. Green is always a learning. It's a healing, learning through life experience. That's why I painted this house green, because green is a healing.
That's my favorite color.
Okay, and I feel that he comes in that way with the green. Now, what was I talking about before? About you knowing better.
Yeah, knowing better.
Your psychic intuition. is on the path that you're on. You're connecting more deeply with who you are inside and creating that on your outside.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the past that you didn't always do that. Like you had, there was Michelle on the in and the Michelle that projected on the out.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're, they're both the same. Who you are on the outside is who you are on the in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you've always been like that, but more so even now.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, we close with a prayer.
Okay.
Dear God, we thank you for your knowledge and wisdom, and I thank you for allowing me to be a conduit for... What's your son's name?
Dylan.
Dylan. Thank you. Mm-hmm. For me to be a conduit for Dylan. I was going to try and see if he would give me his name.
Oh.
That's why. I was just like, for... Come on.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get that. I don't know any Dylans. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't see a face of Dylan.
Right, okay.
All right?
Mm-hmm.